6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, June 30th. It's the end of the month as we know it. 2022, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And by the way, we got the sale. This is a site-wide sale, 15% off. It's your last day to shop. Jay's going to be taking your order by phone until 4 p.m. Central Time. The sale ends at midnight Central Time, which means after 4 p.m. Central, your 15% off site-wide is only going to be available if you go online and order to thepowermall.com, which excludes dropship products. And again, this is over today at midnight Central Time. Extra savings, by the way, on the closeout items. No code necessary. We're going to apply a discount at checkout for you, so you don't have to hassle with that. Always wonderful. Shopping at the Power Mall, we appreciate it because it's what keeps us going. We want to give a shout-out to the group of listeners we have in Granbury, Colorado, listening on Global Star. We thank you for your support. And, of course, you're probably hearing my latest round of protection in the background here. Due to all of the price increases, according to the folks at Vitamir, we told you about this yesterday, shipping ingredients and packaging materials, Vitamir has been forced to increase their prices on all products. And, of course, now we have at the Power Mall non-GMO heirloom seed kits. We got a very limited number of Miracle Skin Sugarfoot products available also, but you get the 15% off site-wide sale, which excludes dropship products if you get them by midnight. It's great for cracked feet, truly amazing. By the way, for those of you who are listening to the ACN Radio Network, hopefully you are listening to us now on thepowerhour.com by clicking the Listen Now button. ACN apparently put out a little announcement saying that we were no longer on the air, and that's not true. We are, obviously, if you are with us now, you already know that you just have to go to thepowerhour.com and look for how to listen or join us at 22828, and that'll get you the newsletter. And you can listen to the archives, or you can listen by phone by calling 631-359-8232. And you can listen when we're on live, also WWCR, 13.845 megahertz, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Central Time. We've got Jason Dirkovics, founder of Grown by Nature, at the bottom of this hour. Open lines the rest of the time. Anybody wants to call up? Rave about what's going on here. Express your disgust with what I'm going to read in the news here, what I'm going to cover. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And, oh, let's see what we've got here. Germany's Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports Beijing and Moscow hope to expand BRICS to include four more nations. This is the G7 alternative. That's right. BRICS is a club of five major emerging economies. They want to become a counterweight to the Western-dominated group of G7. A German newspaper has reported to this end Beijing and Moscow are apparently seeking to expand the groups, whose other three participants are Brazil, India, and South Africa. You gotta love that. In a report on Wednesday, the paper claimed that since the start of Russia's offensive against Ukraine and the imposition of sweeping Western sanctions, Moscow has been trying to strengthen and expand its alliances with nations in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Kremlin has reportedly nursed the hope of turning BRICS into an alternative to the G7 for years after it was kicked out of the former G8. So there you have it. They're going to do everything in their power to try to make things, you know, a little crazier for us, right? Ukraine, in the meantime, is saying it's pushed Russian forces back from Snake Island. Winning back the vital Black Sea island could weaken any future Russia coastal land attack. They claim to have pushed Russian forces back from there. This is an island near and off of the southern coast of the city of Odessa. Russia portrayed the pullout from Snake Island off the port as a goodwill gesture. Ukraine's military said just the opposite. Said the Russians fled the island in two speedboats following a barrage of Ukrainian artillery and missile strikes. Yeah, it's all tit for tat, right? Don't know what to believe. South African state power utility Eskom has been hit with labor unrest contributing to widespread blackouts after 10 generation units went offline. Reuters, of course, reporting that ESCOM is facing stage 6 power cuts. That means most South Africans are going to experience 6 hours without power beginning Tuesday night next week, one of the worst power crises since 2019. 3 of the 10 generation units that had tripped during the night have been returned to service, however, still insufficient to stave off the implementation of stage 6 load shedding. Blackouts were caused primarily by unlawful and unprotected labor action, which has caused widespread disruption to ESCOM's power plants. And how bad is the world food shortage going to get? Apparently, many experts are predicting that the food disruptions and even famine could follow this pandemic. Food shortages, sky-high prices are going to become the norm. Don't panic, just prepare. This is one of the reasons why we put all sorts of solution-based stuff in the email blast we send you. You know, there's health warnings in there. This particular one under energy and environment, we discuss whether solar panels are worth it. Is it worth your investment to buy solar panels? And if you do, are you going to put EMP shields on them to protect them, to make sure that if we have a solar flare or coronal mass ejection or, you know, another Carrington event or something deliberate by our enemy 270 miles over the center of the country, are you going to be prepared for that? The lights are going to be on in your home when nobody else's are. And they're going to see the lights on in your home and they're going to go, hey, how come they have electricity and we don't? Maybe they prepared, but we're not. I'll bet they have lots of food. Maybe we should go pay them a visit. Ooh, well, what if they're heavily armed and have lots of ammunition? We wouldn't stand a chance climbing the fence. Might not, especially if they tell you to stop and you don't. We also have some pet news as well. The 10 very best guard dogs for security. I have one of them here. This Scotter is a rescue, German Shepherd. 3-year-old. Little feisty. You might have heard her barking in the background. One of those things. I swear she's out to disrupt the show. Yeah, she's full of piss and vinegar, so to speak. Anyway, so be it. The thing is that you are in the process of preparing like we are. And you have all sorts of other ingenious ideas like green housing. We have the white harvest seeds available. And, you know, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. Those non-GMO heirloom seed kits are available right now at 15% off. Don't just buy a little 12-pack just to try them out. These are really, really good stuff. We had Mike, as a matter of fact, from White Harvest on with us the other day, and he was giving us all of the good stuff, all the info on it. Hopefully you're doing what I did in ordering multiple packs, because I'm telling you, we are going to, I'm starting to cut the ground up now to get the buildings in place and getting stuff ready to go. And so we're going to take pictures as we start to develop things. We're talking about a compost box that's about 4 foot by 3 foot by about 3.5 feet high. That's going to hold a lot of compost. And, of course, that's where all the rabbit poop and chicken poop and everything else are going. So this is a thing. If you're preparing, you're going to start taking some cues for what we're doing here, because we're all about solutions, of course, as you know. And 25% of the world population is at risk as 6-inch floods are sweeping China and India. Yep, it's the Ganges River is flooded. And, of course, this once-in-a-century floods, 70% of the demographic lives across South and East Asia. According to the South China Morning Post, we're talking about 7.9 billion people in the global population. 1.8 billion are at significant risk of exposure to the floods. 395 million people are living in China, and 390 million are living in India. And of course, you know, they succumbed to flood water. Now, we don't know whether or not it was weather controlled or not. You know, they've been controlling the weather. I think most of you know that. The smart ones do. Some of you are still in denial that the governments have the capability of controlling the weather. Okay, you can buy that if you want. Believe it all you want. You wonder why there are floods, you know. Ask yourself the simple question, how come some areas of the country are in total drought while other areas of the country are totally flooding? What's up with that? No one bothers to ask any questions. And what are those planes doing flying overhead? What are those pretty little white trails coming out the back of them? Some of you think that, you know, oh yeah, it's just nothing but exhaust. Yeah, I don't know about that. There's a lot of people out there that think there's something else nefarious going on, like maybe some graphene oxide and other junk they're throwing in, trying to control the weather and geoengineer. Yeah, we've had people on the show to discuss that, for those of you who are in doubt, that think it's nothing but exhaust, when it's majority of our listeners believe that it's chemtrails. That's what they call them. Chemical trails of junk. And they get all over your food, which is why we do the greenhouse thing. I was going to do just open raised bed gardening, and that all changed when I looked up in the sky. And it's not one of those things where it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. No, it's not. It's junk being dumped out of an airplane to deliberately get in our lungs, mess with our food, affect our weather. It's what they are. And speaking of weather, the climate change bunch just got their ass handed to them by the Supreme Court of the United States. They've made it more challenging for the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases and fight climate change. Justice has ruled today in favor of Republican-led states and coal companies that asked the court to limit just exactly how much the EPA can control emissions from power plants. You see, why do we have to go that far? 6-3, by the way, along ideological lines, that was the court ruling that the EPA does not have the authority under the Clean Air Act to create caps for greenhouse gas emissions and create generation shifting requirements, the method by which power plants can reduce emissions. GOP-led states and coal companies had sued the Biden administration to limit how much the EPA can regulate emissions from power plants. Even though, and here's the kicker, the administration hasn't actually come up with a rule for those emissions yet. Why? Because, like Hair Sniffer Joe, they only had a brain. They only have to have a brain. That's right, like the Wizard of Oz. That's why I call him Scarecrow, because he doesn't have a brain. He doesn't have a plan. The climate change folks out there that think that they know it all and we don't, they don't have a plan. Now, they want everybody to buy an electric car, but yet they kind of forget. How are we going to generate electricity sufficient enough to power all of our electric cars? You know, it's like the three scientists, you know, because I'm half Polish, so I can crack Polak jokes. And so, you know, there was a U.S. scientist, a Russian scientist, and a Polish scientist all gathered together bragging about their accomplishments. And the U.S. scientist says, we will have a man on the moon in the next decade. Russia says, oh, that's nothing. In the next decade, we'll have a man on Mars. And the Polish scientist, not to be outdone, says, oh, hey, we'll have a man on the sun in the next decade. And the other two looked at him and they go, man, the sun, how do you achieve that? He goes, well, we'll fly by night. Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, they can't regulate climate change. You see, that's the beauty of all this. However, the Supreme Court also did something else, something you need to be very well aware of, because it definitely affects what's going on here at our southern border and beyond. Supreme Court also shut down Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The MPP, the Migrant Protection Protocols, are now a thing of the past. They upheld Biden's attempt to unwind one of Trump administration's signature immigration policies. I still have to wonder how many of you out there listening to this show are legal immigrants. You jumped through hoops, you paid attorneys, you did everything by the book. And now you're being discriminated against by the nation's highest court, who says the government's rescission of the Migrant Protection Protocols did not violate the Immigration and Naturalization Act, And that was a majority 5-4 decision, with Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh joining the court's liberal wing. So, you know, what are you going to do now? What's going to happen now? How are you going to protect yourself from all the illegal immigrants coming into the country? Because at some point in time, the money's going to run out, and where do you think they're going to go for food and water and shelter? Got any ideas? Tom in Michigan, got any ideas?
Well, I got some ideas about the climate you were talking about earlier. A couple of things. It's back some time ago that, Ed Dames, I used to kind of be a fan of his. He's a remote viewer, he had a big, secret military program he held up. Oversaw on remote viewing, and they claim he's about 85% correct in his techniques. At any rate, you know, he predicted a shot across the bow, a big solar flare, and then he predicted then it's going to come the kill shot. But he was having trouble with his remote viewing, putting actual, you know, time on it. At any rate, I started watching the sun a lot, watching, you know, for solar flares and things like that. And I noticed, especially the one winter when we really got a lot of solar flares, and there was an X flare that just barely missed us. Not the big one. Actually, the one that Ed Dames predicted actually did happen shortly after he predicted it, and it would have been Carrington event if it would have hit us. NASA instruments couldn't even measure it. It was so big, they had to guesstimate on the top side. But anyways, and now I haven't looked back at it real close, but now I'm hearing that we're getting a lot of solar flares right now.
We're going to be talking about that on tomorrow's show. We're going to have Andrew Butchin from EMP Shield on the program, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this. As a matter of fact, Wired Magazine, I might point you in that direction, because they just came out with an article that's pretty damn scary about the very subject you're talking about.
One other thing, and I just looked at it. I put a compass. I glued it, basically. I made a little wooden stand and glued it to my wall in a place where there's, you know, not any metal, a magnetic north compass. And I dated it when I set it there, and I glued it, you know, magnetic north is 00. And and I got the date. It was June 12th of 2015 when I put it up there on 00. Well, I watched that over the years, and it went off about, I'd say, about 12 degrees, at least 10 degrees. And but now it swung back recently. I looked at it, I don't know, maybe 8 weeks ago, and it was back to zero, and it's still on zero. So I don't, you know, they talk about this magnetic reversal and things like that, and I've heard that people saying that, you know, that the field would oscillate, or saying that at some point, you know, in the tens of thousands of years, it basically reverses. But, you know, I thought it's kind of something interesting to look at. If, you know, you got to have a place where there's nothing metal around, but, you know, you put a compass on there and 00, and you can see where the magnetic north is changes. It's back to where it was now, but I'm wondering if that has anything to do with the sunspots.
Well, you just never know. And like I said, tomorrow you're probably going to want to keep the radio on and or your internet on to listen to this, because we're going to have Andrew on here. We're going to get into detail on that. We appreciate your calling on that.
I got a question for you to ask him.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Well, why don't you call in tomorrow and ask him? I know you'll be listening to the show, because, I mean, we're going to be talking about this Wired article that Andrew has read, and we're going to be going over that, because the article is called Here Comes the Sun, and it's talking about the very things that you are discussing here. So we definitely need you to tune in tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about EMP and the events created by nature that people are not paying attention to. They're all saying, oh, there's no way that Russia and China are going to launch a hyper. No, you don't know that they're not going to launch a hypersonic missile over the U.S. They already figured that out. I mean, we had Alex Newman on the show yesterday, and he's already figured that out. I asked him what his opinion was. He says, oh, yeah. He says they already know that – if they sit there and actually nuke us and create EMP, that they're going to have to wait until the half-life diminishes before they can even occupy the country. And then they're going to have to face, you know, millions of people that survived the limited nuclear strike. Well, with the EMP, they can watch 9 out of 10 people die within a year and then come in and take over the remnants. So, you know, they've all got their ideas here, and we appreciate your call. Brian in Missouri, welcome to the show. What say you?
Well, when you talk about all this solar flare stuff, there's a really good website called The Portal. It's hard to access. If you go to Portal 2012, it will usually pop up. And they tie all this into this transformation that's going on, the 26,000-year cycle coming to an end. They said when we have this massive solar flare that's coming, it's actually going to shift the pole from north to south. You'll get that pole shift we get every 26,000 years. You'll get tsunamis. You'll get all kinds of bad stuff. And
okay,
it's just
Brian,
really right around the corner.
Well, now, come on, Brian. I got a question for you, and I don't mean to interrupt. Do we have an exact date? Because I've already been quoted by one guy in California, February 4th, 2023, and I just, you know, I can't put a lot of stock in that. Because
this is like
ministers that say, the ministers say the world's going to end at this date, and then they get egg on their face when it doesn't happen.
Can I explain why you can't put stock into a date? Okay,
go right ahead. I'm all ears for the next minute.
There is no such thing as time. Time is illusion. You can look up the quantum mechanics physics, and they tell you that time is an illusion. There is no such thing as time. And it's on the internet if you look it up. So we live in illusion.
Sounds like a winner, Brian. We appreciate that. We're at the break, believe it or not. Wow. We're going to be coming back on the other side of the break with Jason Dirkovics from Grown by Nature. We're going to talk all about his products and what's going on the Power Mall while we have our site-wide sale going on. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
...2022. For those of you out here wondering, gee, July 1, oh, it's the July 4th weekend. Are you traveling? Hope your flights don't get canceled. A bunch of them are announcing they're going to do it. Hope you don't get stranded. That's going to be a whole new thing. Remember that Branded, that old Western TV series? When they got a new, I'd like to see them redo that song and call it Stranded and then show people stuck in the airport. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? For those of you who weren't keeping tabs on the time, Justice Stephen Breyer is now officially retired from the U.S. Supreme Court. And Ketanji Brown Jackson is officially swearing in right now. For those of you who weren't actually paying attention. And, of course, the other little tidbit of news, R. Kelly, the rapper, singer, R&B artist, sentenced to 30 years in federal prison by Judge Anum Donnelly after being convicted for 9 charges, including sex crimes and human trafficking. So that's one guy that's not going to be producing anything because he'll be in jail. And, of course, we wanted to let you know that if you are shopping today, you have until 4 p.m. to talk to Power Hour J at the Power Mall. And if you're calling in or trying to reach us after that central time, we're not going to be answering the phone after 4 p.m. You'll have to go online to order, and you have until midnight tonight to take advantage of our 15% off site-wide sale. And, of course, one of those products, Grown by Nature. These are whole food supplements available at the Power Mall. And, of course, you know, there's this little thing, a little risk involved taking isolated synthetic supplements that are not of food, that are not protein bound. Not the case with Grown by Nature and all of its good nutrients. We've got Jason Dirkovics on the line with us, the founder of Grown by Nature. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. Truly appreciate it.
So one of the questions, I guess, you know, as far as these articles of interest that you put out, are your supplements dead or alive? Now, I know about the band Dead or Alive. They're an 80s group, and, you know, I like playing them in the club, especially at 12-inch remix. But I think we're talking about a whole different item here. So, you know, Dead or Alive, let's put this in the proper context and give me the scientific explanation, if you would.
Sure. Dead or Alive, I guess what you're referring to is the state of our food. When you ingest food, whether it's coming from a salad bar or if you're out to eat, those fruits and vegetables, those beans, those lentils, they all have nutrients found within them. You can't take a potato and show me where the calcium or where the iron is, but within that potato, you're confident that it has vitamins and minerals. Now, in that food, these nutrients are found in such a way that they're bound to proteins, carbohydrates, fatty acids, and they're all sort of interwoven, sort of like the fibers of a sweater. Now, because these nutrients are so densely packed, when our bodies break them down upon digestion, our bodies have to figure out how to compartmentalize these nutrients, where they need to go to. And as a result of fruits and vegetables that are found in nature, there is a living energy to them. These nutrients are considered to be living nutrients. They have life energy with them. There's a proteins that are attached to them. The proteins read signals within our bodies, and these proteins are responsible for transporting these nutrients to and within our bodies. So when your liver needs some vitamin E, the proteins are bringing that vitamin E from your diet broken down food in your digestion and your stomach to your liver. When your brain needs some magnesium, your protein structures within that food are carrying that magnesium to your brain, the proper destination. But that only happens because of these food structured nutrients, because as God has provided these nutrients in these packages, these are living food structured nutrients. Now, what is found on the shelf in more than 99% of the brands on the market are all pharmaceutical chemicals, which I would refer to as what you were saying as dead chemicals. These have never appeared in any living structure. They've never appeared in any living cell structure upon this earth. They don't have any business being inside our foods. They don't have any business being inside our bodies. They are manufactured in pharmaceutical labs. They're sold by the same pharmaceutical companies that are making your prescription meds that we're trying to avoid. So why would you take the same cheap chemicals that are made by the same pharmaceutical companies, by the same companies that are making your lifelong prescription medication? So when you look at the chemical composition of these dead chemicals, a lot of them had adverse reactions. A lot of them are made with chemicals that we wouldn't even dare touch. For example, you look at B vitamins. You got B vitamins that are mixed with formaldehyde or cyanide. That's a pharmaceutical preparation. That doesn't appear in nature as such. But in the pharmaceutical preparation, you have all these adverse chemical reactions. And that is not what is being offered. With Grown by Nature, you're getting an organic whole food form, just as it's found in your garden, is how it would be delivered to you in your bottle. Now, most people assume, well, if I'm getting vitamin C or magnesium from this very well-known health food store down the street, that their foods, their nutrients are actually coming from that same type of farm-like setting. The reality is more than 99% of those brands are all coming from the same pharmaceutical companies, like I said, that are making your pharmaceutical drugs. So the difference really, truly is ours are grown by nature. Others are pharmaceutically made by man. So hand on my heart, 99% of the brands on the market cannot even hold a candle to what Grown by Nature is offering. So when we began with the Power Hour about 17 years ago, we're coming upon our anniversary this month, this message has been resonating with the audience. And that to date, we've shipped to more than 30 countries outside of the United States because people can't find these nutrients anywhere else outside of Grown by Nature or from the Power Hour and the Power Ball. I hope that answered your question. I tend to get a little long-winded sometimes.
Well, long-winded is good because everybody wants to hear this, Jason, and they need to if they don't already know this. And, you know, the beauty of it is that, you know, we see all this stuff, especially on Fox. I mean, one of their big things is the fruits and vegetables, you know, and they have all these people on there that swear to God that this is, you know, the real thing. And then they show all of this powder getting dumped into capsules, and you got to wonder, you know, is it real or is it, you know, is it live or is it Memorex? You know, I mean, one of those things you don't know. And see, here's the other thing that really blows me out, chaps my hide, pisses me off, whatever the case may be, this hoax about people going out and it's all natural. You know, it's time release or it's sustained release. You know, this just totally gets me because it's like, look, the stuff's either going to get in your system or it's not. When you put it in your system, it goes through the buccal cavity, which is your mouth, down your esophageal tract, into your stomach, where the acids begin to break it down. And from there, it goes into your small intestine and starts to work in your system, where everything gets absorbed into it. That's from my days in med school. Now, when I look at all this and I'm going, there's just something a little nefarious here. This is a hoax. It is. It's marketing deception, right? You want to explain that to our crowd? Because there may be some misconceptions about people that go out and they shop for this kind of stuff.
No, and this you're talking about things that really irritate you. This is what really gets my goat as well, and that's exactly what you had brought light to, is the fact that there is so much misdirection out there in the marketplace, and if it's done simply out of poor ethics, then that's a problem that they'll have to deal with on their side. But a lot of it's just done out of ignorance. A lot of these people that are promoting these nutrients, and these doctors that are saying, yeah, take this form, they might not be aware that this is just a synthetic form. They just know that, okay, I just did some blood work panels, and it's showing that this person is, depleted in some magnesium. So that's where their information stops. And then they said, go get magnesium at the store. Well, what kind of magnesium are you going to get? There's over 30 different types. Now, what you were mentioning really bothers me is these marketing terms that are false out there, such as time release. And you hit the nail on the head with that term alone, time release. What that means is simply that they wrapped a little bit more chemical glue in it, which means it's going to take your body that much longer to break down within the stomach. So if it takes your body a little bit longer, there's your time release. So it doesn't mean that your body's going to hold on to it any longer for when it needs it. You see, for example, with vitamin C, with an orange or a kiwi or strawberries, when your body gets that vitamin C, your body actually will hold on to that vitamin C in a natural time release formulation. So when your body when your body needs that vitamin C, it has it in its reserves to use it for when it needs it. That is a true time release. What the market is trying to play off of saying, oh, well, because they know that synthetic ascorbic acid, which is made from hydrogenated sugar, processed with acetone, never appeared in any living tissue, they know it's a chemical that's foreign to the body. So as soon as you take that upon into your body in digestion, your body tries to get rid of it within 4 hours. It tries to eliminate it because it has no need for it. It sees it as a foreign substance. Let's get rid of this body as quick as possible. Whoa. Well, let's slow that down. 4 hours isn't enough, so let's wrap some more glue, and it takes the body a little bit longer. Now it's a time-release formulation. Now we can say this stays in your body longer. Well, that doesn't mean that your body's going to receive any benefit from it. With Grown by Nature, for example, with our vitamin C and all of our nutrients, because they are in that protein-bound food structure, your body does actually hold on to them and retain them longer and uses them when it sees a need or when it needs to use them. That is an actual time release or a natural form of a time release that happens within nature, but they're trying to mimic this with their false-labeled marketing. And the other biggest one that really gets me with false marketing is even the term whole food. Because they're determined, and now the market is coming to life, realizing that only nutrients that are in a whole food form are beneficial for our body, now all these other companies are jumping on the bandwagon saying, oh, well, we have a whole food product. Well, if you look at their actual product, you look at their ingredients on their label, all they're doing is mixing in a little bit of a food powder, but then they're mixing in all these synthetic chemicals, so their RDA listing on their label can say 100% of this, 95% of that. So then the consumer thinks that they're getting all they need, but what they don't realize is that they're poisoning their body with a heavy laden chemical cocktail. But because they put a little bit of a food powder or mixed in a little honey, now this company is calling their product a whole food product, and now they can stand up on a shelf next to Grown by Nature and say, we too are all whole food products. Well, not nearly. Our bodies can't be fooled as much as our marketing brains can get fooled. So with Grown by Nature, every one of our nutrients is, in fact, being delivered by food to your body, and your body sees it and recognizes it as food because it is food. Every other product out there, 99.9% of the products that are claiming they're whole food are not. They are using synthetic form nutrients, but then they mix in a little bit of a food powder because they have found a loophole within an industry of how they can market their products. So do not be deceived. Trust that the Power Hour has done their homework, that they have done their research, and they have found and brought to you the best, and that is with Grown by Nature. Now, I know I might be just like every other company saying we are the best, but I can sit there and say that with my hand on my heart, and I can show you the scientific studies to prove it as well. We have more than 70 university studies, more than 20 of those have been published in peer-reviewed journals, demonstrating that what I am sharing with you is not just simple marketing like everyone else is trying to pass off, but this is verified science that you can go and you can actually research yourself and buy with confidence, knowing that Grown by Nature is, in fact, the supplements that your body needs.
You know, and the thing is, from my show notes, Jason, you were taking 2 one-a-day supplements, and it's like crap on the shelf. Centrum, all of this. It's like, you know, ever since I started researching of the stuff on the Power Mall, I'm just like, wow, you know, they've spent this much time researching all the natural stuff And this is another term that, of course, is a hoax when they say natural. There's different processes I have come to find out in the way that these products are made. And when you're talking about the shell, when you're talking about the glue, you're talking about the vegetable caps that they put all this stuff in and how, you know, long it takes the body to absorb it or how long the body has to absorb it until the next dose. And some of the stuff I just kind of like scratch my head and go, how can these people in all good conscience put this on grocery store shelves?
That strikes me as well, too. And I honestly, I hope it would be out of ignorance, because then we're talking about ethics and morals. Because if these people are aware of what they are putting on the shelf, for example, if they're putting a selenium supplement on the shelf, and when you turn that bottle around, it says sodium selenite. Well, the literature is showing that sodium selenite has actually been shown in the literature to mutate DNA cells, which is a precursor or a high marker towards cancer. However, although they know that sodium selenite may mutate DNA cells and cause cancer, or vitamin A, as vitamin A palmitate, may cause cellular death, which is another precursor towards cancer. So those two chemical ingredients alone are, you can find them on 95% of the products out there. So they know that these products are as awful as they are, as adversary as they are to your health, but the consumer, on the most part, doesn't and is not aware. So they're prying off their ignorance. They put it on the shelf. It stands next to a Grown by Nature product on the same shelf, and you say, well, Grown by Nature is a lot more expensive. Why am I going to pay money for that? I'm going to buy this one instead. It should be the same thing, correct? No. What they don't realize is that synthetic product, which is making more than a 20,000% profit for that company because they're using such cheap industrial products, is geared towards making you sicker quicker so you could get on their pharmaceutical prescription meds for life. But we're not going to talk about that side of it. We're going to talk about how to keep you healthy with these cheap industrial chemicals, because they should be the same, but they're not. So those two chemicals alone, we know that they are awful, and some countries actually they outlawed their usage. But here in the United States and other countries, we're putting them on with big gold slapped labels saying this is your healthy form of selenium or this is your healthy form of vitamin A. I can go down the list with several of these nutrients that are found. For example, chromium. Chromium made a huge play in the market with weightlifters because it helps to break down protein synthesis and help your body to metabolize the proteins from our diet. Well, guess what? That's chromium as found as GTF chromium in your diet. But what is now offered as a synthetic or a cheap isolated form would be called as chromium picolinate, which is a mix of picolinic acid, which is a form of an herbicide, and that also is shown to mutate DNA cells. So here's a form of chromium that was pushed out to the market for the weightlifters that are trying to cut up their muscles. So they've been taking two or three times the amount of this. And yeah, when you're talking about my notes as a college athlete, I got a scholarship to go play Division I baseball. I felt I needed that extra need for my support. So I was taking two of the one a day supplements because I needed more nutrients than the next guy. Well, I was also sidelined for more than a week because I developed such a bad bladder infection because I was taking, as it was described to me in the future, or a couple years after that yes, I was overdosing on these chemicals. Now with Grown by Nature, there's no such thing. Well, I got to be careful the way I say it, but there really is no such danger as overdosing our nutrients because they are food. It's like taking an extra potato at the salad bar. Your body, once it gets what it needs, it will safely excrete the rest. But when we are loading our body with these chemicals, our body can't process it as fast. And that's why we have these adverse reactions with the chemicals that don't exist when you're taking Grown by Nature.
Well, and see, not only that, but I mean, when you look at the facts, the U.S. takes more supplements than any other nation on earth, and we got one of the highest rates of disease, and that's because we're pumping all this crap in our body. Winnie in Ohio, you're on the phone with Jason Dirkovics from Grown by Nature. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and thank you so much for taking my call. I have this eye problem, and I went to the eye doctor last week, and he told me that if I don't take my two eye drops, I'm going to go blind. And, you know, those are pharmaceuticals that are just loaded with crap. And, you know, it's hard for me not to take them. So I need to find something that'll counteract them, if that's possible. And I've taken your Grown by Nature before. I didn't know you were still there. And I've always liked what I've taken. Do you have anything specific for eye problems?
Well, specifically for eye problems, as I myself am not a medical doctor, but in the doctors that I have worked with, I know that they highly promote vitamin C, for example, for cataracts. It has been shown that it helps with the galactose cataracts. Also, beta-carotene, which is found within our multivitamin as well. I mean, that's without knowing, you know, an actual diagnosis and not being a medical doctor myself, that's as far as I can really push out there for what I know the research has shown and what other doctors are making available for people that have eye issues. The vitamin C, usually also selenium, magnesium, and also the multivitamin for the beta carotene in there. That's what I've heard for eye support.
And of course, Winnie, you might want to get a second opinion. Yeah, you might want to get a second opinion too from another doctor before you work anything else into your program.
Yeah, because as it's been explained to me also, you're talking about eye drops, which are, you know, you're treating that topically with something that has started internally. So, as he was saying, maybe a second opinion might have you focus more on the diet, where let's work at what's causing this issue rather than just trying to topically soothe your symptoms.
Okay, thank you much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Winnie, for your call. We appreciate it. You know, here's the thing.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Women in the U.S. take more calcium supplements than any other country in the world, but yet we've got the highest rate of osteoporosis. That's got to be something. It's got to be the crap in the supplements.
Yeah, we covered that one time with Dr. Llewellyn, who's my mentor, and he's done extensive research with the elephant in Kruger National Park in Africa. And they were surprised that the elephant was only getting 2,000 milligrams of calcium in a diet on a daily basis. So they decided, oh, well, the elephant's not getting enough calcium. So they decided we need to supplement this elephant with calcium. They started feeding it with a dose per specific due to its weight for calcium carbonate, which is the most popular selling calcium supplement for calcium here in the United States. But calcium carbonate is crushed up limestone, and it is in an isolated form, and it is not attached to phosphorus. So anytime we, within our diet, have calcium, there's usually phosphorus attached or it's phosphorylated. So your body, upon digestion or ingestion of foods, will break down, and that calcium will, because it's protein-bound, have the proper way to get back to the bones. But as Dr. Llewellyn was saying, this is actually so deleting the mineral stores within the elephants that the elephants couldn't even support their own weight anymore. Their legs were caving in underneath them because the calcium itself was withdrawing other nutrients because it was incomplete. Now, we have the saying, we are what we eat. So if you're eating an incomplete or an isolated form, it's going to leave your body incomplete because your body has to try to sort of piece together that which is incomplete within the diet. So when we're taking calcium carbonate, and you're right, we as Americans, we have the highest rate of calcium supplementation on the earth, but we have the highest rate of osteoporosis, osteopenia, and the result is simply because these nutrients are not helping. And what people are taking in the form for their supplement health for bones, calcium carbonate, is actually making it even worse. So that's why, and Dr. Llewellyn in his research was saying, so we asked him, I said, so then what is an appropriate then dose for calcium? Because we're told to take 1,200, 1,500 milligrams of calcium daily. Well, that's just to make up for the really poor absorption of the calcium supplement, because if you were to look at the elephant's diet versus the human's diet, we're not three-quarters as big as them. We don't need that much calcium. So in his research, he was showing that only 30 to 50 milligrams of calcium is what is needed daily if it is coming from the diet. When you start trying to go the supplement route, because it's so poorly absorbed, that's why they say 1,500 milligrams, because they know the math works out to less than 4% being absorbed. So that means more than 95% of the material that people are using is a waste material that your body has to try to figure out how to get rid of. So what happens is your body starts liberating its own mineral stores to get rid of this chemistry that we've just ingested. So it's by taking it, you're only leaching your bones further.
Well, and see, the thing that gets me, because we're coming up to the break, so we've only got a minute left here, Jason, is that all of the synthetics that are in these supplements that are on the store shelves right now cannot hold a candle to what we're selling on the Power Mall. I mean, that's been perfectly obvious. You've been here by, you know, it was 17 years now. And so, you know, we have this site-wide sale going on, folks, Grown by Nature. Anything else you want to add to this conversation before we close?
I just want to say, thank you, guys. You guys have been such a blessing, so thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Jason Jerkovics, because, you know, you cared enough to step out outside the box and do the right thing and give us the good stuff rather than have to rely on that garbage that's on the store shelves. All the stuff, of course, available at the Power Mall with our last day to shop with our site-wide sale, 15% off. I mean, come on, folks. Get on the phone. Power Hour J's there taking your call. Dave Krieger with you, going to be back at the top of the hour after our break with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.